This is Akashvani, the news read by Gaurav Sharma. The 52nd GST Council meeting was held in New Delhi today under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary and Finance Ministers of States and Union Territories attended the meeting. Briefing the media after the meeting, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the Council has taken the decision to reduce GST on molasses from 28% to 5%, which will benefit sugarcane farmers. She informed that flour containing 70% millets will attract 0% GST if sold in other than pre-packaged and labelled form. She also added that if the same is sold in pre-packaged and labelled form, it will attract 5% GST. The GST Council has also recommended exempting services of water supply, public health, sanitation conservancy, solid waste management and slum improvement and upgradation supplied to governmental authorities. The death toll in the Sikkim flash flood disaster has risen to 30. This includes the Indian Army personnel as well. 141 people are still missing. A total of 1,173 houses were severely damaged and 13 bridges washed away after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake triggered a flash flood in Teesta River. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang visited the disaster-affected areas at Naga in Mangan district and the relief camp where about 200 people have taken shelter today. The Chief Minister assured full support and assistance to the people. He also provided financial aid for emergency purposes. Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra chaired a meeting with the Sikkim Chief Secretary, Departments, Army, ITBP, BRO, NHIDCL and NHPC at Tashling Secretariat in Gangtok today. He said that the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance for the state is being provided. He also said that the Prime Minister and the Union Home Minister are in constant touch with the Sikkim Chief Minister. An inter-ministerial committee comprising senior officers from Ministries of Agriculture, Road, Transport and Highways, Jal Shakti, Energy and Finance will visit the state from tomorrow to take stock of the ground situation, assess damages and provide assistance. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the loss of lives, including 8 army personnel in the flash floods. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, declared a state of war alert today after Palestinian militants Hamas launched rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip. Hamas militant group carried out an unprecedented infiltration into the southern Israel and fired thousands of rockets into the country. This is the biggest attack on Israel in years by the Islamist movement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for an emergency meeting of top security officials. The death toll in the Israel from the Hamas attack rose to 40. According to the latest development, more than 700 people have been wounded in the attack. The toll is expected to rise further. This comes after a barrage of rockets were fired into southern and central Israel today after Hamas launched a surprise attack. India has advised its nationals in Israel to remain vigilant and observe safety protocols in view of the current situation in the country. Indian Embassy in Israel has urged people to observe caution, avoid unnecessary movement and stay close to safety shelters. In case of emergency, the embassy can be contacted at +972 3522 6748 and a message can also be sent at cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. The Indian contingent at the Hangzhou Asian Games crossed the historic 100 medal mark today, amassing a record 107 medals. The medal tally includes 28 gold, 38 silver and 41 bronze medals. This is also only the second time India have won more than 100 medals in any of the three major games, the Olympics, Commonwealth Games and Asian Games. The latest medal came in chess with both men's and women's teams bagging silver. Before that, wrestler Deepak Punia claimed silver medal in the men's 86kg freestyle event. Earlier, the men's Kabaddi team won gold, defeating Iran in the final. In men's cricket, India bagged gold after the final match against Afghanistan was called off due to rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.